entertaining, new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Good morning and welcome to Your Palace, Your Place. I'm Sherry Marcucci, your host, and we have got an exciting show planned for you today. I have been waiting for this show. There's a new segment we're introducing, and you'll meet one of our guests toward the end of the hour. But there is so much going on, all over in terms of arts and culture. And that was one of the reasons we wanted to bring this show to WATR, to be able to kind of be a place where people could hear about what's going on in the entertainment world, what's going on locally, as well as more globally in not only arts and culture, but trends, lifestyle, kind of be your palace, your place to gather information. And so today, I'm very excited because, of course, you know, we have Thanksgiving coming up next week. And, you know, many of us, you know, are really reflective at this time of year. And in light of what's going on all over the world of late, you know, we really, I think, take a step back and say, okay, I need to, you know, focus on, you know, those things that I can control, those things I can be thankful for, those blessings I have in my own life, and how can I share those with other people? And so at the Palace, we look for those opportunities. Tom, you know that we've done things for you with the Sunshine Fund.
And just recently
we have done things with the Campership Fund for the Republican Americans charity that they shepherd. And we've also done things in the past, but more in a different light with the United Way of Greater Waterbury. And this year, we came up with, I think, a winning campaign. And here to kind of help talk about that is Brian Amaro, who is the Director of Resource Development for the United Way of Greater Waterbury. And he's becoming a recurring character because he was here for our trivia event and won a few weeks back. Brian.
I'm like the official friend of show, I think.
I love that. Friend of show.
I would like a t-shirt.
I'm going to get you one of those.
Part of the entourage.
But anyway, Brian is here to talk about the campaign we've worked on together to promote the United Way's A Hand Up campaign. Mm-hmm. And we kind of put it together with our upcoming production next weekend of Cirque Holidays, which kind of was a perfect fit.
Absolutely.
Brian, you want to talk about it a little bit?
The promotion and how it all came together? Sure.
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of folks in the community have probably seen our Hand Up campaign video. Many of you who have seen that know that it was created in partnership with our friends at Works Group. It was a collaboration between Works, United Way, and we have these two really fantastic young guys, Gerald and Miles, who are Waterbury Arts Magnet School students, and they had wrote and composed a song for us, and it's sort of like it's really taken off. It's almost taken on a life of its own, a little bit of a viral kind of feel to it. We've had over 1,500 views on our YouTube page since launching this.
That's fantastic.
By comparison, our campaign videos usually get about 500 views. So, you know, to put that into perspective, I think that those numbers are really exciting. Certainly when you had approached us with this opportunity to partner and create an opportunity for collaboration, it was really a no-brainer because the Palace is, you know, a great advocate of our work, a great partner in our work, and you know, any time that the Palace approaches us or we approach the Palace, it's always a good time. So, you know, we were delighted with the opportunity to help promote the Cirque Holidays, and we have a special promotion.
Yes, you do.
Using the
promo code
mm-hmm. A Hand Up, $5 from the sale of each ticket will be donated donated from the Palace Theater to United Way of Greater Waterbury.
And that is for the Monday, November 30th performance of Cirque. Cirque is coming in for two shows, the Sunday right after Thanksgiving on the 29th, and then a second show Monday evening, which is a little bit of an unusual day for a show, but we took it as an opportunity to kind of work together with you. And so if you use the promo code when you buy tickets, either online, in person, or by phone, the promo code is A Hand Up. If you use that, $5 of that ticket price will go directly towards the United Way of Greater Waterbury. And what a nice thing. You're going to buy tickets anyway. You're going to bring friends, family. It's a great, great, great family show, by the way.
And I think the timing is right, too. You know, it's a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Absolutely.
Just a few days after Thanksgiving, really before the rush of Christmas and Hanukkah and the winter holidays. So I think the timing on this is really great.
It is. It's a fabulous time. And you're right. You kind of take that deep breath. Let me get in something. That's fun. I know. In my head, I always go, okay, I want to go to a concert, something, you know, something. And then I get all wrapped up in doing everything. And by the time I'm done, it's like December 26th. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
You're just a little late at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I'm a little late. So this is a reminder to all of you to take that step back and really, you know, savor some of what the holiday season has to offer. And again, the payoff, I think, is you're also doing something good.
Absolutely.
You're doing something good, and it's effortless.
And I think to your point earlier about, you know, everything that's happened in the world and in the news, and, you know, it can weigh very heavily on you. And I think a lot of people are reflecting upon family and friends and this season of giving. Mm-hmm. And this is just a really great opportunity, I think, to go out to support the local art scene in our community, also supporting a fantastic organization. And two fantastic organizations, really.
I mean, we're a great pair, Brian.
Yes, we are. We are. But as you mentioned, the show is appropriate for families. It's a great family show.
It is.
It has been here before.
We have had Cirque Holidays and we've had Cirque Dreams. And in fact, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking via phone with the woman who's the choreographer and the assistant director. And I cannot imagine how she gets people to do the things that they do in this show.
They're fantastic. I mean, they're jumping all over the place.
They're flipping and flying and doing all kinds of aerial work.
I have not seen Cirque Holiday, so I'm really looking forward to Monday night's performance. But I did see one of their, I forget the name of it, unfortunately, but it was a sort of a hip-hop theme.
Okay.
And it was just absolutely fantastic. And watching people jump and fly and do all of these things that
it's
I would never
spectacle.
Be able to do myself.
It's everything you want in a theatrical. I mean, we've kind of been groomed, I think, for these big theatrical. So this gives you all the bells and whistles and then some. So it's exciting. I want to switch gears for a minute and talk a little bit about one of the things we talked about offline before the show, and how there's, you know, you're in mid campaign mode right now, and there is opportunity still for other for businesses to come on board, for individuals. I know the Palace, we're very pleased, and Frank Tavera, our CEO, he's very supportive, and I've been a United Way supporter since I've been all my adult working
Thank
life.
You.
So probably because I've always worked in a nonprofit for the most part. But I do appreciate the work that gets done and how important it is in a community.
Well, and there are many people like yourself who have given their entire careers. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things I think about United Way is that it harnesses the collective power of philanthropy. And so we have thousands of donors in our local community. We work with hundreds of local businesses, and many of them all of them are just incredibly supportive of our work, of our mission, partners in what we do. And one of the great things that I love about United Way is that it really does allow for every person in our community to become a philanthropist, to support the causes that are most important to our community. Our three focus areas are education, income, or financial stability, and basic needs. And I truly believe that when you look at all three of those focus areas, when you look at the 48 funded programs that our United Way supports in our community, our partner agencies, and the organizations that we work with, you'd be really hard-pressed not to find an organization or a cause that sort of falls into all three of those focus areas that you're not passionate about. Mm-hmm. And to be able to make a gift to United Way and then support all of those efforts is really fantastic. And I don't know of any other process in which, you know, you could give just a small amount and have such a huge impact.
It's a great return on your investment.
Indeed.
And you know, as you said, collectively we all can make a difference. And I think today we all say, what can I do, you know, to make the world, make my community a better place? And this is one way, and a very simple way.
It is. Especially, we like to think that it's simple.
It is simple, especially if you utilize the payroll deduction, mm-hmm. which a lot of people do. I've always done that.
That's how I personally choose to give.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like you said earlier about our promotion, it's really a no-brainer. How could you not care? And it's a safety net in the community. It really helps those. And you never know. This is the thing a lot of people say, well, yeah. I'm not going to use United Way, or I don't need those services. Or it's amazing. I remember years ago, I was asked to speak, and you know, my mom at the time had gotten sick and ended up using a United Way funded agency. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, you never expected this, but things happen in life. So,
it really
brought the message home to me, you know, more than ever at that point.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to have that experience, and thank you for sharing that. I appreciate the fact that you mentioned our mid-campaign report, because we did share with the community on Wednesday our mid-campaign, because we are sort of at that middle point of our fundraising, mm-hmm. and we like to say that the first 80% is the easiest, and the last 20% is definitely the hardest.
Uh-huh.
But I think the overall message with our report to the community this week has been that we are about 46% to our goal. We have a very aggressive goal this year of raising $3.9 million. That's one of the highest goals that we've ever set at United Way. So we're just shy of halfway there. By comparison, we're usually around halfway there at this time of the year. At this point last year, we were at 47%. So we're hovering around where I think we should be, which mm-hmm. is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the underlying message for us is that it's not too late. It's not too late to run an effective workplace giving campaign. It's not too late to make a gift to United Way, especially if you want to get that in before the end of the year for tax purposes.
Good point.
It's not too late to partner with us in the way that the Palace Theater has done so many times.
And you've had some interesting partnerships. I'm just breaking in here because I love what that family does.
Oh, the Dodd family in Middlebury?
Yes.
Talk about
that.
They are the world's like youngest philanthropist. I'm telling you, they're going to take over the world someday, and in a very, very good way. So the Dodd family in Middlebury has been hosting a birthday party for their children to benefit United Way for the last few years. So in lieu of birthday gifts, they encourage their friends to bring a donation to United Way. And it started off, their first time out the gate, I think they raised around $1,000, which is absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
This past year, they raised a record-breaking $3,000 birthday party. And it just...
That's fantastic.
It is. And I think...
And you know what, though? And as a mom... Of course, my children are grown now, but, you know, what a great seed to plant with your children at a young age. How important it is to put yourself aside and do something for the greater good.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and I have to clap for the Donna family.
Mom and Dad, you deserve a real pat on the back, and your children as well, to you know, say, hey, I probably have what I need. Let my birthday be a celebration and help somebody else.
Absolutely. So if anybody's celebrating their birthday on November 30th, you should absolutely go online to the Palace website.
Absolutely.
Buy some tickets, type in a hand up as the promo code, and you can go out, have a great time, and you know, celebrate your birthday, or even if you just want to celebrate the fact that it's Monday, November 30th. I mean, I think that should
be Monday, November 30th.
It should be a holiday in and of itself.
Well, Merry Monday, because that's what our campaign has been. Merry Mondays. We've been doing social media and sending out messages. So here's a Merry Monday celebration.
That is true.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I know we have friends who would deliver some luscious cupcakes if somebody meets the challenge that Brian is throwing out to celebrate a birthday or a milestone. If you buy tickets for the Monday performance and use the promo code HANDUP, we want to know about it, and I'll make sure you have some cupcakes for your celebration.
So how are they going to tell? How are they going to share this?
They will call Sherry Marcucci at the Palace Theater. And you can call our box office, and they'll connect you to my extension 203-346-2000. And that's also, of course, our box office number to buy tickets. Or you can go onto our website at palacetheaterct.org.
That's awesome. So they'll be good cupcakes, right?
They will be like
a Hostess cupcake from the vending machine.
They will not be. They will be from our pals over at Hardcore Sweet Cupcake. And if they're listening, I'm throwing you under the bus right now, but they're so generous, as are many of our, Maria over at Sweet Maria's too. So I know I can whip up something from either one of those wonderful bakeries that we have locally. And you have something coming up with Sweet Maria.
We have an event with Sweet Maria is a really fantastic partner of ours. They were out at Chemtura,
yes,
doing a special bake sale for their staff. We have on December 1st, we have a wine, chocolate, and cheese event over at Fasha's Chocolates.
Oh, at Fasha's.
Yes.
Ooh.
Another fantastic community partner.
Got great people in this community, and
well, and I think that thinking about our partners, both, our corporate partners and our community partners and whatnot, both of our organizations benefit greatly from these partnerships and the very, very generous support that we receive from local businesses here in the Greater Waterbury community.
Greater Waterbury has a big, big heart.
Absolutely.
And Brian, I'm so excited about this. This is going to be a fantastic outcome. I know it is. And you're going to have your picture taken with some of the cast members after the show.
I am, yes.
You are. That would be fabulous.
I will not be swinging from the chandelier that evening.
Well, maybe not. We don't know. But if you want to find out if Brian will be swinging from the chandeliers, you got to buy a ticket. So use the promo code HANDUP, November 30th performance of Cirque Holidays. Brian, it's always fun when you're here.
Thank you.
I love having you. And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with an interview with Heather Hoffman, who is the assistant director and choreographer for Cirque Holidays, coming up.
Your palace, your place.
Take a moment to look at the people around you today. There are children, adults, families, and seniors, many who are in need of a hand up. I'm George Strobel Jr., chair of this year's United Way of Greater Waterbury campaign, and I can't think of a better gift for our community this holiday season than a donation to the United Way. Help provide the hand up needed by so many that will ensure no one is left behind. Visit UnitedWayGW.org to learn more.
Presented by WATR 1320 AM.
At Waterbury Hospital, an outstanding staff makes all the difference when you or someone you love is in need of care. From world-class physicians to dedicated nurses and friendly support staff, you'll find more than just the latest advances in medical technology and sophisticated treatments. You'll also find people who excel at what they do and who look on patients as family. Just take a listen to one of their doctors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marco Verga with the Radiology Department at Waterbury Hospital. The staff of doctors and nurses at Waterbury Hospital take great pride and responsibility for providing our patients with a world-class healthcare experience every time they come through our doors. That's one of the reasons why Waterbury Hospital was recognized this year as among the top two hospitals in the state in a survey conducted by U.S. News and World Report. Our reputation for ensuring quality and safety is part of our promise to you, our patients, and it's why we are well-positioned to continue carrying out our mission of top-notch patient care for years to come.
At Waterbury Hospital, it's the people who make the place.
It is 9:31 and 53 degrees here at WATR. Time and temp brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury, who believe the process of getting a home loan should be as nice as the feeling of owning your own home.
Good morning, Tom. Our cold front and rain off the coast now, and cooler air will be moving in, stabilizing our temperature closer to normal than below normal for the weekend. Our Waterbury area weather mostly sunny today, temperatures low to mid-50s, clear and cold tonight, 25 to 30, mostly sunny, cooler than normal tomorrow, 45 to 50. On Sunday, partly sunny, 45 to 50, mostly sunny, low 40s on Monday and sunny mid-40s Tuesday. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jackwoman.
Energize Connecticut has energy-efficient solutions to get your home ready for the winter, so inside it feels less like this. And more like this. You decide. Winterize with Energize. Our weatherization services ensure the warm air stays in, the cold air stays out, and the ice dams stay away. Visit EnergizeCT.com or call 877-WISE-USE to make an appointment. Made possible by Eversource, UI, CNG, and SCG. Paid for by a charge on customer energy bills.
9:32 WATR, your palace, your place continues with your hostess, Sherry Marcucci.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Wow. I love that intro, Tom. Isn't that such a catchy little tune,
it's
though?
It's very catchy.
And we have to thank our friends L&R Productions for that. Many years ago, they wrote that jingle for us. So, Tom Russo, hats off. Thank you. And now on the line with us this morning, we have a woman who has an unbelievably creative job. I cannot imagine how she goes about choreographing and being the assistant director for the upcoming show that's coming to the Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, Connecticut, November 29th and 30th. And that is Cirque Dreams Holidays, which we've been talking about with Brian Amiro previously. From United Way of Greater Waterbury. But now we have with us online Heather Hoffman. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us today. I was, you know, when we were trying to set up an interview, obviously, if anyone hasn't seen Cirque, any of the Cirque productions, it's you have a cast of characters, but they're not characters like you would see necessarily in a Broadway musical show, but they're characters, but not identified as such. So how are we going to interview someone? So when your press agent suggested you, I said, oh, that is perfect, because you know everything there is to know about this show from inside and out, as both, I'm sure, as both the assistant director and choreographer. So thank you for being with us. First of all, give our listeners a little history about the Cirque franchise. Neil Goldberg had this wild idea to create these shows, and there are many of them in the Cirque catalog, but tell us about the background a little bit about the productions.
Well, specifically about Cirque Dreams Holidays, we wanted to create something that was for everyone. It celebrates the holidays, you know, whether you celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or anything. This show has something for everyone. And so we've created this spectacular that has all of the ornaments on a Christmas tree. We do start there. They come to life. Huh? And this particular production, Cirque Dreams Holidays, we've done for 7 years now, and every year it grows bigger and stronger and more exciting. So this is truly something you have to go see, because we have just made it, it's there's just something for everyone to see.
So it's a spectacle, and it's people who are trained as aerialists and artists in that realm, gymnasts. Can talk a little bit about that. So the person who's never seen a Cirque show understands what it is.
Okay, so we have artists from every corner of the globe. Most of these people have been training in what they do since they were children. There are aerialists, there are jugglers, there are people that balance on cylinders, different types of circus things you may never have seen. And they have honed their skills and to a degree that is world class. And we have basically taken these different elements and added penguins and we've got an Elvis-like character, an ice queen.
Oh, my goodness.
A Dickens-like character, elves, all different kinds of fun things.
Reindeer and toy soldiers and gingerbread men flipping through the air.
Gingerbread men, yes.
Wow. And I'm reading, too, that some of the acts that are actually in the show, we have seen, though we may not have known it at the time, on shows like America's Got Talent.
That is correct.
Wow. Wow. So in your role, in every year, you said the show's been out now for, it's in its seventh season, Cirque Holidays. Now, there are many other Cirque shows, again, in the kind of catalog of Neil Goldberg's imagination, if you will. But
yes.
This particular show has been out for 7 years, and I just want to read a quote from the New York Daily News that says, "It's a delicious confection of charm, sparkle, and talent by the sleigh load. And so full of energy, it could end our dependence on oil. Don't miss the international sensation that dazzled at the Kennedy Center," according to the Washington Post. I mean, that's pretty high praise. And when you're putting this show together every year, do you look at it and tweak it and add things? And your role as the choreographer, how do you go about that, Heather?
It's based on the performers. They bring in all different types of talents, and they have different styles. And so when we begin the process, we have an idea of what the show is going to be, but as we work with the performers, we see what they bring. If they move in a certain way that's quirky or fun, we add that element and we expand on that element. If they have a special look or maybe they do special kinds of dancing. We work with that. We expand what they do. And it gets, as you said, tweaked and just added a little more every single time. There's always, the mind of Neil Goldberg is constantly creating new elements to add to this show. So at this point, you won't know where to look.
Well,
there's,
you know,
so much going on, and it's just an amazing show.
Wow. And you know, you make a good point, because it changes and it's morphed and it's evolved. And we've had Cirque Holidays in the past, so if you've been to our theater and you've seen it, you didn't necessarily see the show you're going to see this coming weekend, or next weekend, I should say, Thanksgiving weekend and Monday of that week. Right? Is that correct?
That is very correct, because it's a different cast. Every single time we do this, right, we bring in different casts and different acts.
Right.
Some of the performers may have been in different shows, but we have a new group of performers every time.
Right. And it does take your breath away, because you're looking at these people and you're going, how you know, what they do defies logic. It really does.
And, it truly does.
and as the spectator, you're, wow, you're so enthralled and mesmerized. And how does a human being make their body do all these different types of things? And it's just, and it's beautiful. There's over 300 costumes, the sets. I mean, there's 20 acts, 30 artists. It's just It is mind-boggling. And it's, if you're listening to this and you're wondering, what are they talking about? It's Cirque Dreams Holidays, which is coming to the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, November 29th and 30th. You don't want to miss this show. It's a great way to kind of dive right into the holiday season. Put yourself in that, you know, festive frame of mind. Put a smile on your face. This is a great family show. Every generation, grandparents, parents, kids. And our performance, by the way, we have one on Sunday evening, and then we have one that's on Monday evening at 6:30. So even the timing is right for families. Heather, I want to just say thank you to you so much for taking the time out. I know you're busy, and we appreciate so much that you came on the show this morning to tell our listeners a little bit about the show.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And we're looking forward to seeing the show next weekend. Thanks. Bye-bye. Wow. Heather Hoffman from Cirque Holidays, the assistant director and choreographer. What a job she has. I don't know. I would not have the mind to keep all those pieces together because she's the assistant director as well.
I began to look up photos of the production as you spoke to her because I thought, oh, yeah, wow. Whoa. Well, yeah. Look at that. How do they do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just... I don't know. I really don't know. But I'll tell you this. If you're listening and you're intrigued at all, call the Palace Theater box office at 203-346-2000 or go to our website, palacetheaterct.org, and you can get all kinds of information. Coming up, we have a brand new segment, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your
place. Abilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole
Waterbury Palace.
1320 AM WATR 946. We return to your palace, your place with your host, Sherry Marcucci.
I am so, so, so excited about this next segment. A few months back, I got this blind email from a gentleman and said, hey, you know, maybe I'm new in the area, want to connect. The gentleman I'm referring to is sitting to my right this morning, Joseph Harrison, and he is an editor for an online resource for all things Broadway, Broadway World. And if you're a theater geek, as many of our listeners probably are, or certainly you are, Tom, and we are at the Palace, you've heard of Broadway World. And Joseph reached out because he had received a press release from us and said, I'm going to be covering theater in your neck of the woods and kind of central and eastern Connecticut. And could we maybe, you know, chat? Well, my wheels immediately started to turn. And so I got in contact with him. And lo and behold, we talked about and possibly doing a segment once a month on Your Palace, Your Place, and his editor and boss was all for it. And so, ta-da, here we have Joseph Harrison. Joseph, welcome so much this morning.
Thank you, Sherry. It's great to be here.
Well, you know what? And as I, you know, it's funny, I'm going to say this, and we were just chatting before during the break. A lot of people that end up doing any type of work other than on the stage and theater. It seems they have some sort of roots on the stage. And as I read your, you know, bio that you had sent to me, I mean, you have quite a bio, actually. I mean, you've played Jesus in Godspell. You've done Little Women, City of Angels, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat as Joseph. And you just told me that you're in rehearsal right now for a production of Fiddler at the Mendel
JCC in West Hartford.
Okay.
Yes.
With your daughter.
With my daughter.
And that's the other thing. So many folks that are in theater, when they become parents, their children follow right in those footsteps. And it's what a wonderful way to spend time with your kids.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But let's get right down to, you know, why you're here today and, you know, what our listeners can expect to hear from you over the coming months.
Sure. So I would expect that there is so much to talk about related to the theater, especially in this neck of the woods, as you were talking about before. I mean, one of the things, my family and I relocated from Atlanta a couple years ago, and one of the things that I was immediately amazed by is the volume of theater and theatrical experiences that were available just in this area. Not, you know, moving here, I automatically assumed closer to New York, we'd get to go into New York and see shows and things like that, but did not expect the amount of theaters and individual artists who are working so hard to deliver cultural experiences to audiences here in this area.
We
so,
are theater rich,
yeah.
I mean, and blessed, really, to have like so at so many different levels. I think that's what's neat, and you're going to talk
yeah,
to us
yeah.
about
so
that.
Yeah, so I think, you know, as we go along and as we have opportunities to chat today and in the future, I think there's a lot to talk about local theater opportunities that are coming to the Palace, that are coming to other local theaters, theater that is being produced in community theaters and professional theaters, semi-professional theaters, as well as maybe even a little bit of news or buzz from the New York theater world, since a lot of people, especially in this area, make it to the theater in New York very often, which is a
love
great
that.
Thing. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that and really anything and everything related to theater and how it works here in this area. So.
Well, you know, and we were talking before about the different levels of theater and the different types of theaters there are, and comparing, you know, say the Palace, which is a presenting house, to our own local Equity Theater, Seven Angels, which is a producing house. And, you know, can you speak to that a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, yeah. I think this is something that as an audience member or as a theater fan, a lot of people don't necessarily understand. And,
right.
and there are lots of different types of theaters out there. As Sherry, you said, the Palace is a presenting house. So presenting houses are places like the Schubert in New Haven or the Palace in here in Waterbury or the Bushnell in Hartford. So theaters that bring in national tours from varying sizes, big premier national tours all the way to smaller tours of shows that may have played or not as recently. And so those are houses that work with other groups and bring those shows in to perform.
And there's that connection, direct connection, which I don't think everybody knows, to Broadway itself.
Right.
Because
right.
most of these shows have originated from, you know, same producers that put it on Broadway, and now it's going out on tour because obviously they want to make money for
exactly.
as long as they can from the production and get the investors their money back.
Exactly. And a lot of those shows are, especially the first tours, a lot of those are sometimes the same stars,
mm-hmm.
occasionally, not
yeah.
quite as often as usual, but sometimes, very often, the same creatives, the same choreography, a lot of the same sets. Mm-hmm. So the experience yeah. that audiences get on these tours and these presenting houses is very, very close to the Broadway experience, and it's closer by.
You're able absolutely, to with easier. Less expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, in terms of that,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great resource.
Yeah.
And then we have the houses like a Seven Angels.
Right. And so a house like a Seven Angels is, you know, is a professional, you know, equity house.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over Connecticut. That was one of the things that I was really amazed by, is the volume of those types of theaters that are really producing rich, strong theater in in their local communities.
So besides Seven Angels, there's Long Wharf?
Long Wharf, there's Playhouse on Park.
Playhouse on Park is in West Hartford.
There's the Warner, I believe the Warner is considered the Warner in Torrington.
Yeah.
And just so many others. And besides those houses, which are very, very equity and professional type houses, there's also so many community theaters. So people like myself who like to perform and who like to get involved, but who have other things in their lives, you know, there are so many opportunities for those types of performances in the area as well. So when you take it all together, it's just such a rich tapestry.
Oh my God.
Rich tapestry of theater.
Yeah. And again, we're really blessed. And, you know, and Tom, I know you know this firsthand, Tom acts and directs, but we've seen at those different levels being such a springboard for our young people. We've had a lot of people start as children in say a community theater like the Warner or like the Thomaston Opera House Landmark Theater, and then they go on, they launch Seven Angels, which has a student production piece to it. They go on to have these careers in New York and across the country, making their living this way. And I don't know if other areas, I don't know if it's in the water in this area or what, but we have had a lot of those kids. Yeah. And that's, I love watching that. I love seeing them, you know, grow and blossom and that happening.
And I think, as you said, I think it's a great opportunity in this area because we are close to New York. So especially when these young people get involved in the theater, a lot of times, maybe someone else who's involved with the production or who might be coming to see it, there's a lot more of this interconnectivity with the theater world from New York, and I think that's a great thing for young people who really want to do this for a living.
And I think too with Facebook now, the way people connect, and it's amazing to me, just how who knows who and who's going where and who's in what tour, and it's really mind blowing. So we've talked a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. What's on tap around the state? What's coming up and just give us one little gem of a nugget from New York.
Sure. So there's a lot, as I mentioned, there's so much going on in this area. I'll name a few things that I think are either currently playing and might be closing soon or coming up that people might be interested in. So I know Seven Angels here in Waterbury is putting on Living on Love by Joe DiPietro,
Didn't he write the book for
I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change?
Yeah, yes. And Jersey Boys?
I believe so. And Stephanie Zimbalist is in that.
Yes, yes.
So that's getting a lot of buzz. Obviously, we have Cirque Dreams Holidays coming, which we've just heard so much about. The Wyndham Theater Guild is doing Plaid Tidings, and there's two more nights of that, which is a holiday version of Forever Plaid, if you've ever seen that.
Yes, yes.
Great musical. Little Theater of Manchester is doing Shrek the Musical, and that's through the 22nd. So a little further out, but in Broadbrook, up near Windsor, we have Man of La Mancha performing at the Opera House, the Broadbrook Opera House. I actually saw that last week. It was very good.
Okay.
The Goodspeed, A Wonderful Life.
Have you seen that?
I did.
Like it?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I think the production, and I wrote a review and it's on the website. I think it's one of those things.
That's BroadwayWorld.com, by the way, if you'd like to read it.
Yes, the Connecticut page. Yes, the production was great as far as the quality of the singers and the actors. I think the challenge, and I think this is something that many of fellow reviewers have said, is with the musical itself.
Yeah,
it's just not as strong as a musical. You know, you would expect to be, but the talent and the creative energy that went into it was Goodspeed quality, because I absolutely love the Goodspeed. It was great. It's just, I think it struggles with the book itself.
It's tough to take something beloved and add another dimension. Okay.
Because so many people expect so much.
Yeah.
But then, so we have a lot going on. And then Yeah, I would encourage anybody to go out and take advantage of any of these. One last plug, even though it's in West Hartford, Playhouse on Park is actually doing Connecticut premiere of Passing Strange, which is a musical that was award-winning back in 2008 in New York, with music by Stu. So that was one thing I'm really looking forward to. So.
Well, and we talked a little bit about your show. Fiddler. Oh, yeah. When is that coming?
So we open at the Mandel JCC on December 3rd, and we will run two weekends, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so in the New York world, tell us what something buzzworthy or.
So I think this week some of the newest buzz, and I will put a big disclaimer here. I'm always going to defer on musicals because I'm a big musical fan.
Okay.
So in the musical world, as far as New York goes, some of the big news is that Miss Saigon is coming back to New York.
Whoa.
I believe we're still waiting to hear more, but I think there has been a big production in London, a revival that has been very well received. So so that is coming back.
Okay.
And also, I guess we were talking about this before, the buzzworthy show right now obviously is Hamilton. If you've mm-hmm. watched the news, if you've watched CBS Sunday Morning, where a few weeks ago where Lin-Manuel Miranda was on, it's all over the media, and it's a big hit, and so very difficult to
get
tickets.
He was a graduate of Wesleyan University in Connecticut, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what everyone's talking about these days. So.
Well, Joseph, we have like a minute left, so I know we have to wrap it up, but I'm just I want to get in and I want to open your brain and really hear the things you have to say. So, and I was hoping that we might be able to do a trivia contest with and offer some tickets, but we're running out of time this time. But next month when you come back, and we can do that, and you'll bring us some more goodies from not only Broadway, but our regional and theater in Connecticut. Joseph Harrison, such a pleasure to have you here and meet you and break a leg on your show.
Thanks for having me.
And for those of you who have been listening, you've been listening to Your Palace, Your Place, a show brought to you by the Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, Connecticut. And I just want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you'll come to see Cirque Holidays next weekend after Turkey Day next week. Have a wonderful holiday next weekend. And by the way, we have another show coming up, Twas a Girl's Night Before Christmas, the musical, on December 10th. And so with that, I'll say stay tuned for your local news and Larry Rifkin coming up next. Do something you love with someone you love this weekend. Bye-bye.